Hi guys! My name is Burns Ocasi, isa po akong dating anti-Catholic Protestant. Welcome to the Unboxing Catholicism Podcast. Alam niyo po ba na meron tayong crisis sa catechesis or crisis in catechesis? Maraming Pilipino ang umaalis sa simbahang Katolika dahil hindi nila lubusang nauunawaan ang mga turo ng pananampalataya. Join us every week as we journey together in unboxing the biblical truths and the beauty of Catholicism so that we can defend it clearly without being preachy.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen of Unboxing Catholicism! Happy New Year! Isa na naman pong panibagong taong liturhikal ang ating sinalubong ngayong araw na ito. At welcome back po sa Unboxing Catholicism! My name is Burns Ocasi, isa pong dating anti-Catholic Protestant, licensed financial consultant at inyo pong kasama sa Unboxing Catholicism at sa Halo App upang tulungan ang bawat Pilipino saan man sa mundo na palalimin ang kanilang pananampalataya upang ito'y kanilang maipaliwanag o maipagtanggol sa paraang malinaw at mahinahon to defend the faith clearly without being preachy. If this is your first time watching our live stream podcast, please make sure that you have hit that like and share button. And you, if you are watching on YouTube, huwag niyo pong kakalimutang i-click ang bell notification button to make sure that you are always here with us whenever we go live or whenever we drop new content. Taga saan po ba kayo? Saan kayo nanonood ngayon? Team Replay or Team Live? Paki-comment naman po kung nasaan kayo sa mga panahong ito upang aming pumabasa ang inyong mga mensahe at babati namin kayo mamaya sa ating programa. Tayo po ay nagpapatuloy sa ating regular na Unboxing the Bible series kung saan tinutuklas po natin ang kwento ng ating kaligtasan at ating tinutuklasan at pinapalalim ang ating pagkaunawa sa katuruan ng Biblia at ng Katesismo ng Simbahang Katolika. Kasama ko pa rin mga kaibigan, ang nag-iisang apologist na nagkaroon ng billboard sa EDSA. Ay, hindi, si Derek Ramsey
yun. Si Derek Ramsey yun, no?
Welcome back, Brother Jay.
Aruga. Kamusta, Burns? Kamusta? Kamusta kayo, mga unboxers? Na-miss namin kayo. This is Jay Aruga, the first conservative podcaster in the Philippines, host ng the Jay Aruga Show. So, na-miss namin kayo, mga ka-unboxing.
Yes, na-miss namin kayo dahil wala po kami noong nakaraang linggo. Napakadaming nangyari, Kuya Jay, no? Parang hanggang ngayon, di pa ako nakaka-get over sa mga pangyayari last week. Alam nyo ba kung nasaan ako last week, mga ka-unboxing?
I'm sure daming kwento. Oo,
oo, sige. Kwentuhan natin ng konti yung ating mga ka-unboxing. So, last weekend, tatlong araw po kaming nasa Pasay ng mom ko kasama ng libo-libo nating mga kaibigan mula sa Light of Jesus Community or sa Feast. Ako po ay umattend ng Feast Conference 2022 na may temang Greater Than. At first time ko po itong ginawa ng in-person. Umattend ako bilang isang delegate or feaster attendant and at the same time as a speaker. So tayo po ay naimbitahan upang magbahagi ng ating conversion story at ng ating mga natutunan sa ating journey so far sa Feast Conference Masterclass. Para po sa mga nanood sa Feast Conference ng aking talk, yung mga nakasama ko po, hello po sa inyo dyan. Para naman po sa mga hindi pa nakakapanood ng mga talks ng FeastCon, pwede pa po ninyong bili ng ticket. And I think meron kayong 90 days or I forgot, no? Basta punta po sa feastconference.com. Pwede nyo po mapanood yung replay ng napakaraming speakers. And yeah, it was a very humbling experience to serve with Brother Bo Sanchez and all of our friends from the Feast. At kanina lang, Kuya Jay, my mom and I were in Feast Ortigas District where we attend our feast gathering. So, kung kayo po ay hindi pa part ng feast or ng kahit anong Catholic community, I encourage you to unbox this new experience of being with a communion of saints by going to different, you know, Catholic organizations na mayroong regular meetups tulad ng Feast, Couples for Christ, whatever, what have you. Ikaw naman, Jay, kamusta ka?
Yes, so last Monday, rinilis ang episode sa podcast with my new friends si Adam Minihan and David Niles. So sila yung mga host sa The Catholic Man Show sa US.
Talaga, no?
Mga hindi naman guests. Lord lang ano ang nagbigay ng mga oportunidad na to. And itong pinag-usapan namin very timely yung topic because sa mga hindi nakakaalam nung November 19 sinelebrate ng buong mundo yung International Men's Day. So
di ko alam yan.
Oh, walang nakakaalam actually. And kaya makapalang balbas ko dahil may tinatawag na No Shave November eh. And
yun, ah, ganun. Global ba yan yung November 9?
Global.
Eh? Ano ulit yan? Pakiulit ko yun.
International Men's Day. And konti lang yun, ano, yung mga events para sa mga kalalakihan. Kaya kung meron man, might as well nagjo-join ako eh. Kaya ito right. Yung No Shave November. So hindi ako nag-shave. This is for
lang, sayang.
This is for men's health awareness. So all pinag-usapan right. namin ano ni Adam and David yung fatherhood definitely dahil ito yung isa sa mga callings nating mga kalalakihan. And hindi lang para sa ano sa mga tatay ito ha, pati yung mga single gaya mo Burns, you're yep. called to fatherhood. Either yung mga pamangkin mo or you might be mentoring someone. So yun yung ano, yun yung call natin bilang lalaki. And unique sa ating mga lalaki tong call na to because tayo lang yung pwedeng maging father. And pinag-usapan namin yung ano yung three roles ng father: PPE, protect, provide, and establish. And I'll expound on this more in tomorrow's episode ng podcast. Burns, may gusto akong ano itanong din sa iyo kasi natuwa ako dun sa picture na pinost mo kasama mo sina Father Albert, sina Brother J. Paul, si Kirby. So, what's that about?
You know, Kuya Jay, I could be a very random person. So, after feast conference, as in random lang. Gusto ko lang talaga makipag-meet up sa mga Catholic friends natin. So, I message you guys, no? I message some of our friends. Para po sa mga hindi ko pa na-message, no? May next time naman. So, I just really
Habol
wanted
sana ako
to.
Eh.
Oo nga eh.
Habol sana ako. Kasi sabi mo, 5 to 7 lang yung tatambay ka dun. Mukhang inabot ko yun ng late night eh.
Nako. Ito yung kwento dyan, Kuya Sige. Jay. So, nag-request na ako. Unang-una, no, I wanted to support my friend who owns a franchise of Nitro 7 Coffee in Estancia. So, if you happen to drop by Ortigas, you go to Estancia, go to Nitro 7 Coffee, and say hi to Paolo Nacar and Tita Beth Nacar. Sila yung owners niyang nung Nitro 7 stall dyan. So, we just had a hangout. Lagi kami nag-hangout dyan nung mga friends natin. Of course, no, I love the ambience. I love the place. It's a very good mall. And then, of course, to support my friend. And then, after feast conference, siguro Monday ba yun? Sabi ko, I just wanted to catch up with my good friend Paolo. And at the same time, since Paolo is also into the creative stuff, no, he used to be doing rap. Nagra-rap yan, Kuya Jay, no? Wow. I can't wait for you to meet up with him. And then, nagra-rap siya. He's into music and he's a very good Catholic, no? And then, sabi ko, tignan natin, no? So I think I'm the type of person who just wants to connect people and let the Holy Spirit lead the way, you know? Kaya gusto ko pinakikilala kita sa mga friends ko na podcaster. And then, see if the Holy Spirit inspires us to do something good. And then, I invited several friends, no? Sila Rix the Seminarian, sila Millennial Catholics, J. Aruga, no? I invited si Kirby Liaban. So, nag-meet up kami, nila J. Paul, nila Podcast, no, around 1 p.m. sa Estancia after lunch. So, kwentuhan lang, no? Trying to know what each and everyone is doing. Eh, kami naman nila J. Paul, tatlong araw na kaming magkasama nung peace conference. Parang si Pads Albert, hello po sa inyo, ano? And hindi pa rin naubos yung kwentuhan, no? When you're really with creatives, and you guys are just pumped up and fired up to do to brainstorm and to dream. That's my term, no? I call this sessions parang dreaming sessions. We wanted to dream for the church. We wanted to dream how we could, you know, evangelize with our gifts, evangelize with our content. And I also invited there si Johnny Isorena. He's the founder of the Likatolika Creative Community. It's our third time meeting. So nag-start yan ng 1 p.m. Kwentuhan lang kami, umabot kami ng hanggang 10 p.m. Hindi ko inakala.
Grabe. Kung alam ko lang naabutin kayo ng 10 p.m. doon, edi sana tumuloy na ako. Pero,
exactly. Hindi ko rin naman in-expect, no? It was spirit-led. Some of us went there na parang dried up na sa content creation. Parang alam mo yun? Tutunguhan pa ba to, no? Some of us went there just wanting to learn what other guys are doing in the faith. Some of us went there confused about business, but the fellowship, you know, the mere fact na nagkaroon ng bonding, kwentuhan, it fired us up. All of us went home so inspired.
I love
inspired.
It. Galing.
So,
galing.
We want to organize more of these Catholic meetups. Ang tawag ko nga sa kanila, eh, nung pag-uwi ko, minessage ko sa kanila. Sabi ko, we are the clingy Catholic creators, the CCC.
CCC. Galing, galing.
Na pag-aaralan natin yan, mga ka-unboxing, na itong CCC. Mm-hmm. Ngayong araw na ito, especially, napakaganda ng ating pinagdiriwang. Batiin nyo naman po ang lahat ng ating mga ka-unboxers ng Happy New Year. Paki-comment po dyan sa comment section.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Bakit Happy New Year? Nagtataka siguro yung mga nakikinig sa atin. Sige nga, Kuya Jay, bakit Happy New Year?
Dahil ito ang unang araw ng Advento, ang unang araw ng liturgical calendar ng simbahan. So, sa may mga seasons tayo, di ba? So, Advent, Christmas, yung Lent and Easter, tapos yung Ordinary Times. Ito yung unang araw kung saan sineselebrate natin ang Advent. And mapapansin nyo, may mga kandila sa simbahan, yung purple candles, tapos may isang pink candle doon. It symbolizes yung mga virtues ng natin na dapat pagnilayan sa panahong ito ng Advent while we wait for Christmas time pagdating ni Kristo.
Amen. Mga ka-unboxing, ini-encourage po namin kayo na sa mga kapanahunang ito, buksan po natin ang ating mga isipan at mga mata sa mga nagaganap sa simbahan sa pamamagitan ng mga simbolismo. Yung Advent wreath, no? Hindi ko alam kung anong wreath sa Tagalog, baka pwede niyo i-comment dyan. Ito po yung nagsisimbolo ng walang hanggang pag-ibig sa atin ng Panginoon. Kaya po bilog yan, no? Nasa walang hanggang pag-ibig, walang hanggang awa, walang hanggang grasya na ating tinatanggap sa Kanya. At kanina, sabi ni Father, no? Si Father Demanuel, from the Feast Ortigas District, doon kami nagmasa at nag-worship ng mom ko kanina. Yung green, it symbolizes hope. No? Kaya pala yung ordinary time, lahat naka-green. No? Kasi ordinaryong panahon, pero tayo'y umaasa sa biyaya ng Panginoon sa kanyang pagpapala. There is always a new beginning. Kaya mga ka-unboxing, kung ang taong 2022 ay parang dinubyo para sa iyo, naririto na tayo sa panahon ng Adbiento kung saan ikaw ay aming inaanyayahan na magbalik loob sa pag-asa. Ano ibig mo sabihin ng Brother Burns sa magbalik loob sa pag-asa? Eh marami sa atin, Kuya Jay, nawala na ng pag-asa. Nabasted, nalugi, nag-fail, natalo sa sugal or sa negosyo. No, wag na po kayo magsugal. Yan ang ibig sabihin niyan. Ano po? Ito na ang bagong simula dito sa ating pagdiriwang ng Adbiento. Marami pong simbolismo. Ang lahat po ng ito ay may mensahe para sa ating mga Katoliko. So, ikaw ba, Jay, meron ka bang mga family Advent traditions or Christmas traditions na ginagawa with your kids and your wife?
Usually, itong Advent, kadalasan ito yung nakakalimutan natin eh. Dahil pagpasok ng September, Pasko na kagad iniisip ng mga tao, di ba? Yung magsasabit na ng mga Christmas decors.
Right.
Pero usually mga tao yung Advent, ito yung nakakalimutan. And sa family walang masyadong tradition, simba lang, but ako during the past year I nag-Exodus 90 ako, and I do some sacrifices na parang pang Lent ang dating while I wait for the coming of Jesus Christ in Christmas. So this year I plan to do some mortification before Christmas time. So yun yung plan for me, at least personally.
Amen. Alam mo mga ka-unboxing, itong mga tradisyon ng mga Katoliko tuwing sasapit ang Adbiento, wag lang po natin gawin upang makiuso tayo. Ito po ay mga paraan ng paghahanda sa ating buhay espiritual. So yung sinabi ni Jay kanina na Exodus 90, it's a very good program na hindi ko pa natitake, Kuya Jay, hindi ko pa na-experience yan. But I've been hearing a lot of guys saying that was life-changing for
life-changing.
Them. No? So that's a very interesting thing that we could unbox perhaps in another episode. But I want to encourage our unboxers to make a list of things that you would do to prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. Hindi ba't pag may bisita tayong darating, lilinisin natin yung bahay, no? Bibili tayo ng mga pagkain, maghahanda tayo. Minsan sa mga probinsya may patarpaulin pa, no? Parang piyesta. Ganyan po sana ang paghahanda sa puso na ating ibibigay sa ating Panginoong Hesukristo. At ang pinakamagandang paghahanda po na maibibigay natin sa Kanya ay ang pagbabalik loob natin. Kung tayo po, meron mang isa sa inyo na matagal nang nawalay sa sakramento ng pagbabalik loob sa Diyos o the sacrament of reconciliation or confession, inaanyayahan po namin kayo na matunghayan muli ang pagyakap ng Panginoon na hindi nauubos ang awa para sa atin, para tayo ay makapagsimulang muli. At Kuya Jay, yung isang paraan ng paghahanda natin para sa Adviento ay pagpapalalim ng ating buhay panalangin at ang ating pagkilala kay Kristo sa mga turo ng ating simbahan sa katesismo. Kaya po ginagawa natin ang Unboxing Catholicism. So handa na ba kayo mga ka-unboxing? Handa ka na ba Kuya Jay sa ating tutuklasin ngayong gabing ito?
Siyempre. Excited ako.
Alright. Simulan na natin sa isang panalangin. Alalahanin natin mga ka-unboxing na tayo po ay hindi nawawalay sa presensya ng ating Panginoong Diyos sa ngalan ng Ama at ng Anak at ng Espiritu Santo. Amen. Panginoong Diyos na lumalang ng langit at lupa ang nagbibigay sa amin ng bawat biyaya, lubos po kami nagpapasalamat na may galak at tuwa sa aming mga puso na kami po ay nabigyan ng panibagong pagkakataon upang kilalanin ka ng mas malalim at higit pa sa iyong salita at sa turo ng iyong doktrina. Panginoon, hinihiling po namin ang paggabay ng Espiritu Santo nang sa gayon ang lahat ng aming matutunan ay hindi namin makalimutan. Higit sa lahat, ito po naway aming maisabuhay simula sa aming tahanan, sa aming paaralan, pinagtatrabahuan at sa simbahan. Naway ang sino mang makakausap namin, ang makakalubilo sa amin, ay magkaroon ng pagtunghay sa buhay ni Kristo sa pamamagitan ng aming isip, salita at sa gawa. Ang lahat po ng ito ay aming samot dalangin sa matamis na pangalan ng aming tagapagligtas, Panginoon, Diyos at Haring si Jesus. Amen. Sa ngalan ng Ama at ng Anak at ng Espiritu Santo. Amen. Alright, I'm so excited for this episode, Kuya Jay.
Ako din. Burns, may tanong ako. Ang ganda nung pinost mo last week eh. May pinost ka na nag-viral last week about FeastCon. And kanina lang pinag-usapan natin yung FeastCon. May mga tao sa FeastCon na nakaupo sa silya, doon sa picture na pinost mo, na nakaharap sa pader.
Yes.
So, ano ginagawa nila, Burns?
Maingay I'm kasi sila. Kaya sabi ni Brother Bo, face the wall! Biro na. Hindi po ganun. Alam nyo, it's my first time attending Feast Conference. And ang sobrang laki. We were thousands of people there in SMX Convention in Pasay. But among all of those thousands of people, there's this small group of people that really caught my attention and moved me to tears. So, sabi ko doon sa post ko, no, puntahan nyo po yung aking Facebook account or yung Instagram account ko. Makikita nyo yung post ko na meron akong pinicturan. They're just there, nakaharap sa wall, nakaupo sa likod. So kahit may praise and worship, nasa likod sila. Pag may talk, nasa likod sila. Alam nyo po ginagawa nila, they are praying for everyone. Lahat ng kwarto, Kuya Jay, no? So we were assigned to different rooms. Maraming rooms po sa Feast Conference dahil nagbibigay kami ng classes. Bawat kwarto, meron pong noisy. Joke lang, naka-face the wall. No, merong nakaharap sa wall, wala po silang ginawa buong araw. Taking turns, nagdadasal lang po sila ng rosario, deliverance prayers. No, they have this list of prayers that they do in IM or intercessory ministry. And I was really moved by that. What else moved me? I witnessed the mercy and the love of God during Feast Conference. Everyone was warm and welcoming and hundreds of souls, I'm not even kidding, literally hundreds of souls queued up for confession. Many of them, 10 taon nang hindi nangungumpisal mga ka-unboxing. Araw-araw po sa Feast Conference, may misa. This is a proof that in a charismatic community like the Light of Jesus, the Eucharist is at the center and at the summit of the worship. No, so, nagkaroon pa sila ng Adoration Night. No, sayang, hindi ko lang nasamahan yung Adoration Night. And I heard from our friend J. Paul that in all of these activities, the Mass, no, the Adoration, our friends from Hillsong Church in Australia were there witnessing everything that was happening. So may mga friends ang feast na non-Catholics who attended that. And I heard a lot of testimonials. There's this one guy, I forget his name now, but he is a convert, Kuya Jay, no? So he started at, he's a pastor's kid. No, alam ko, ka-feast natin yan sa Ortigas District. No, hello po, Kuya Jap yata ang pangalan niya. I don't have my bulletin here now. Nandun yung name niya, no? I wanted to connect with him in the future and, you know, just invite him over and hear his story here in our show. But pastor's kid siya, and, you know, he attended feast as a non-Catholic Protestant. He grew in the feast, he became part of the music ministry, and in 2017, he was baptized in the church. You know, and he was also saying in his testimonial that intercession really helps, prayer really helps. So, napakaganda nitong mga communities, Kuya Jay, mga unboxing, na talagang malalim ang buhay panalangin. No? So, this is something that really struck me and inspired me. And alam mo, nung dumaan ako doon sa mga intercessory ministry members na to, napatanong ako, napareflect ako eh. How am I in the struggle of prayer? No? How am I doing in the struggle of prayer? Eh, teka muna, Brother Burns, bakit struggle of prayer? Struggle ba ang prayer? Pag-usapan natin, mga kanbating.
Yes.
To you, Kuya Jay.
Oo. And ito, Burns, may idadagdag ako. Kasi yung recently nag-convert si Cameron Bertuzzi.
Exactly.
Oh, ng goodness. Capturing Christianity. We've and dun sa interview niya with, ano, with Matt Frad, may something siya na sinabi eh. Kasi medyo dry na yung, ano, yung pananampalataya niya before he converted to Catholicism. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and pagpasok niya sa Catholicism, na-rejuvenate yung prayer Amazing. Life niya. So, ito yung ano, ito yung pag-uusapan natin. And going to unboxing the Bible, nasa Luke chapter 7 na tayo. Ang unang tinanong ng mga disipulo kay Kristo sa chapter na to, Lord, teach us how to pray. So, may ilang mga paragraphs sa Catechism of the Catholic Church na makakatulong sa atin upang unawain ang turo ni Jesus dito sa mga disipulo. So, nandito ito sa, ano, sa CCC 1693. So, Burns, can you help me, please, basa?
Alright.
Ready ba? Ready ba?
Ang ating CCC ay Catechism of the Catholic Church. Kung meron na po kayo... Oo, kung meron na kayong sarili niyong kopya ng CCC, paki-comment naman po o paki-sulat sa inyong mga notebook CCC. Okay, para lang alam namin. At kung gusto niyo po ng kopya ng CCC, nasa internet po 'yan. So ang akin pong babasahin ay paragraph 1693. Okay? Mm-hmm. Ang sabi po rito, ginawa ni Kristo Jesus ang okay, i-Englishin ko na lang. Mahirap Tagalog. ng straight eh. So, tatagalugin natin to, mga ka-unboxing. Paragraph 1693. Okay. Christ Jesus always did what was pleasing to the Father and always lived in perfect communion with Him. Likewise, Christ's disciples are invited to live in the sight of the Father who sees in secret in order to become perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
Yan. So, galing. So, ang ibig sabihin nito is ang union ni Jesus sa kanyang Ama, kay God the Father, He invites the disciples to be part of that para maging tayo ay maging like the Father, perfect. Close din tayo sa Ama. And may isang paragraph burn sa CCC na magandang pagnilayan. Ito yung ano, CCC 2602. So, pakibasa, right. Burns.
Pasahin natin, mga ka-unboxing, no? Ganito po ang paraan kung paano nanalangin ang ating Panginoon. Jesus often draws apart to pray in solitude on a mountain, preferably at night. He includes all men in His prayer, for He has taken on humanity in His incarnation and He offers them to the Father when He offers Himself. Jesus, the Word, who has become flesh, shares by His human prayer in all that His brethren experience. He sympathizes with their weaknesses in order to free them. It was for this that the Father sent Him. His words and works are the visible manifestation of, take note of this, His prayer in secret.
Ayun. Ang powerful ng ano, no? Ang takeaway sa paragraph na binasa natin from CCC. Especially yung huling line na sinabi mo, yung His prayer in secret. So, binabanggit dito na His words and works are the visible manifestation of His prayer in secret. So, lumalabas na lahat ng ginawa ni Kristo, nagmula ang lahat ng ito in prayer. Kung saan napakinggan niya ang Ama and ginawa niya ang loob ng Ama. So naturally, yung mga disciples, gusto din nilang matupad ang loob ng Ama. Kaya ang tanong nila is, teach us how to pray. So sa chapter 7, dinasal ni Jesus ang Lord's Prayer. Sa Luke, mas maiksing version yung tinuro ni Jesus kesa sa Sermon of the Mount, on the Mount sa Matthew. Pero yung basic idea is nandito sa Luke. So may dalawang petitions dito sa simula ng Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then Your Kingdom Come, shortened version yung sa Luke, pero sa Matthew merong Thy Will Be Done. So yung unang dalawang petitions is to give Him praise. Our Father, hallowed be Thy name. So yung second petition, Thy Kingdom Come, Thy Will Be Done. So paano mapapasa atin ang kaharian ng Diyos? Kapag nasunod ang loob niya. Kasi ang hari ay nandun sa kung saan ang loob niya ay nasusunod. Kaya kung ginagawa natin ang nasa sa loob ng Diyos, then Thy Kingdom Come on earth as it is in heaven. Ang mga sumusunod na petitions deals with the horizontal. Kasi nagsimula tayo sa vertical eh. Parang right. Hallowed be Thy name. Oh. So, hello. Then we, hello. So, then we go to ask the Father, give us each day our daily bread. So dito umaasa tayo sa Panginoon sa ating kakanin sa araw-araw. So, sabi ng mga church sabi ng mga church fathers, may dalawang meaning yung daily bread natin. Una yung kailangan natin for physical sustenance, and pangalawa, alam natin, wait for it, ang Eucharist. So,
amen.
Yes, ang next na part ng Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is in debt to us. Ito yung nasa Luke. Sa Matthew, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So, kasama sa ating pang-araw-araw na panalangin ay ang panawagan sa ating magpalaya sa mga taong nagkasala sa atin. Gaya ng pagpapalaya ni Jesus sa atin sa bondage of sin. So, bakit natin kailangan gawin ito? Dahil ba nice lang itong gawin? Hindi. Ito ay dahil ito ang mission ng Messiah. Ito yung ginawa ni Jesus para sa atin. And in turn, kailangan din nating gawin ito. Pero maaaring sabihin mo, parang hindi ko feel eh. Eh wala akong magagawa. It doesn't matter what you feel. So ginagawa natin ito out of love. And 2 weeks ago, pinag-usapan natin to love thy neighbor. Di ba? So kung naalala nyo mga unboxers, how do you love your neighbor? So we allow God's love to flow through us.
Amen.
So, yan muna ang pagnilayan natin, mga unboxers. Comment kung anong mga napulot nyo sa The Lord's Prayer.
Hello, mga katambay. This is Coach Depp, and I am inviting you, tara na sa ating tambayan. Ang ating tambayan na siguradong meron ka ang matututunan. We talk about goals, purpose, habits, and this year, let me help you or guide you towards your destination, towards your dreams, towards your goals. Kaya naman, ano pang inaantay mo? Sama na every Saturday dito sa ating tambayan. God bless you.
Kuya, ako, I wanted to highlight something that the Lord's Prayer has, no? Thy will be done. Okay? Yung thy will be done, pagka naririnig natin yan mga Katoliko-Kristiyano, we think of grand things. Okay? Siguro madidiscover ko kung magpapari ako or magiging single ako or mag-aasawa ako. Okay, that's part of God's will for you. Okay? For example, siguro kapag iniisip natin, ano yung will ng Lord sa akin? Siguro we're thinking of all the big epoch, life-changing events in our life. New job, new career, whatever. But then I want to highlight something very important, that the will of the Lord is something that we also see in the hidden and in the ordinary things of daily life. Okay? So, nung feast conference, Brother Bo mentioned something that really struck me. Not because he is, it's the first time I heard it being told, it is something that is so true that a lot of people need reminding of. And this is the message of the Second Vatican Council. And Brother Bo said, do you want to be a saint? You know, do you want to have the presence of God in you? And in all of his inspiring, charismatic power, he said, if you want God to be in your heart, be the best teacher that you can be. Be the best businessman that you are. Be the best parent that you are. Be the best dad. He mentioned a lot of occupations. And then it reminded me of the message of Saint Jose Maria Escriva of Opus Dei, and also the Second Vatican Council that the will of God, dear unboxers, is for us to do not just the bigger things in life, but to be faithful in the little duties of each moment, especially when there is no one looking at us. To wake up on time, you know, to not cheat in your exams, this is the will of God in the littlest of things. And once we do, you know, some people might wonder, Brother Burns, Brother Jay, how come hindi pa binibigay ni Lord sa akin yung pinagdarasal ko na bagong sasakyan, bagong trabaho, bagong jowa, whatever. Perhaps the Lord is not yet giving it to you because He said, He who is faithful with the little things will be taking charge of the bigger things. So that when we pray the, our Father, when we tell our Lord, Lord, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, it's not just the Lord who will be doing this thing. We have to cooperate with His grace. So let's ask, what is the will of the Lord at this moment, at this time in my life? And how am I allowing the grace of God to mold me, to inspire me, to push me, you know, to do what I am ought to do? And that's where I can find my sanctity. I think nakwento ko na sa'yo to, Kuya Jay, before, no, sa unboxers natin, merong isang kusinera na kausap si San Jose Maria Escriva. Ang message ni Saint Jose Maria at saka nung Opus Dei sa organization in the church, ang message nila is very simple. Find God in everything. Do ordinary work with extraordinary love and you will be a saint. Sabi nung kusinera kay San Jose Maria Escriva, Father, saan ko naman mahahanap si Kristo rito sa kusina? Ang sabi ni San Jose Maria Escriva, Anak, kung hindi mo makikita ang Panginoon sa mga kaldero at mga platong ito, hindi mo siya makikita kailanman. Let's look for the will of God in the littlest of things. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when we do our little things, our little ordinary tasks with great love and devotion, that's when we make our Lord very, very happy because we have been faithful with the little and now we can take charge of more. That's my reflection. I just really remembered that. I don't know. What do you think of this, Kuya Jay?
No, ang galing. And in my own prayer life, Burns, I've been struggling then with the will of God. And sometimes, parang, minsan ayaw natin yung, ano, yung will ni God eh. Lalo na kapag ang sagot niya sa prayer mo is no, di ba? Yeah. Parang, minsan no. Minsan, most of the time, kung yes, yes ang sagot sa prayer mo, dun tayo nagdidiwang, di ba? Pero, right, for some reason, pag no ang sagot niya, doon tayo malungkot. And sometimes not yet ang sagot niya. Sometimes not yet. And ito yung cliche eh. Parang sabi nila na when you pray, you're not changing the mind of God, but it's God, amen, changing your heart, di ba? So ito yung kapag nagdadasal tayo, ang purpose ng dasal is ina-align natin ang puso natin sa will of God. So maaring minsan kaya pumapalya yung dasal mo is hindi ito yung tamang idasal, hindi ito yung tamang hilingin. So kapag nagdadasal tayo, we reorient ourselves to God's will. So yun yung ano, yun yung what I took from this, from Our Father and from what you said, Burns.
Amen. So siguro, Jay, ang magandang pagnilaya natin dito, mga ka-unboxing, after siguro ninyong manood na itong episode ito o mapakinggan sa Spotify, magnilay tayo, no? Sa paanong paraan ko kaya hinahanap ang kalooban ng Diyos sa pang-araw-araw ko na buhay? Sa paanong paraan kaya ako nakikinig sa Kanya? I don't know, Jay, how do you hear the voice of God? Of course, the Lord never spoke to us. Like, Jay, huwag kang mag-ahit ng November. Wala namang sinabi si Lord, Jay, huwag mong ahitin yan, di ba?
Good question.
How do you hear God? I wanted to unbox that because I'm sure a lot of unboxers are wondering, okay, fine, I want to pray, I want to do the will of God and seek His will and discern it, but how do I do that? How do I hear His voice?
True. And sa halo, ang favorite kong prayer dun is yung meditation.
Oy, wala ako dyan.
Meditation. Pero even before halo, I've been doing contemplative prayer. Isa ako dun sa mga advocates ng contemplative prayer. So it's just, for me, 20 minutes being in silence with God, hearing what He has to say. And parang lang nag-uusap na magkaibigan eh. Yun yung how I pray eh. And minsan, hindi ako sanay na ano ng pag nagdadasal ako, I speak most of the time. Kaya medyo mahina ako mag-lead ng prayer kasi whenever I pray, ano, maraming pauses. Maraming pauses. So I speak and then I listen to the Lord for a long period of time. And minsan, malalaman kung si Lord ang nagsabi sa akin kung it's against everything I want to do. But I know it's right. Parang siyang, wow. Ano, parang, alam mo yung ano, yung parang gusto kong awayin tong tao na to eh. Pero yes. Biglang may something na bumulong sa akin. Hindi, wag. Wag mong awayin yung tao na yan. Parang love him. And yes. Parang wag ka munang magsalita. Don't say something. And that's when I know that the Lord has spoken to me. When everything that I want to do, taliwas yung what I felt, what my heart is telling me. So that's just me, Burns. Hindi ko alam kung ganun din sa'yo.
Yeah, there are times when the Lord asks us to do the hard things. When the Lord asks us to go above and beyond being human, di ba meron tayong sinasabi, tao lang ako, hindi naman ako katulad ni Kristo, na kayang magpatawad ng mga nananakit sa akin. So that's the time when the Lord is showing you His will. Remember, di ba, nung sa Sermon on the Mount, sinabi niya, love your enemies. Yung mga marites ng Israel, talaga nagulat sila doon. Ha? Mamahalin ko yung kapitbahay kong chismosa. Yan, dami-daming kaninira binigay sa akin yan. But that's precisely what the Lord wants us to do. Sasabihin natin, tao lang ako eh. Precisely, tao lang tayo. Kaya hindi natin ito magagawa ng mag-isa. We need the grace of God.
True.
No?
True.
So we have to be more humble or to be humbler in asking for this grace. So the more difficult a task is, I agree with you, so long as it is in line with the teachings of the Bible, the teachings of the church, and the morality, that means this is the will of God. And how, for me, kuya, ang i-add ko dyan, how do you confirm that this is the will of God? When you make a decision, in your discernment, you made a choice. Yes, it was difficult. Yes, it entailed sacrifice, but there was so much peace.
Oh, yeah.
There is so much peace. Hirap kang gawin ng isang bagay. Hirap kang pakawala ng isang attachment. Hirap kang kumawala sa bisyo. I was talking to a young person just recently, and he's telling me, sir, it feels like this is a dead end. I always fall into the same sins of impurities. I think there's no way out. And I told him, kalma lang. Kalma ka lang, no? There is always hope, you know? But yesterday or 2 days ago, he messaged me, sir, I'm happy. Finally, I'm able to overcome this recurring temptation. Yes, sir, I still feel tempted. I feel like I'm missing out when I do this certain pattern of sin. But I felt better that for the first time in my life, I was able to cage my sin. And it gave me so much peace. So I was reading his message. I'm like, wow, this is a proud moment for a teacher to see his student struggling and having so much peace and growth in the process. So yes, that's how we know the will of God. It is difficult. Yeah. Pag madali, pwede rin naman, no, Kuya Jay? Hindi naman natin sinasabing sa dista si Lord na puro mahirap ang pinapagawa. So,
most of the time, Burns, for me, ito yung masasabi ko.
Yes.
In hindsight ko na lang nare-realize na, I prayed for this. Ah. Parang, kaya mahalaga din yung examine sa gabi. Eh. Doon ako namamind blown. Eh. Parang, nga, no, pinagdasal ko to and binigay ni Lord. And recently, ito, magandang example. Kahapon lang nangyari. Yesterday kami na gano'n, nagsimba eh. I was praying for my son, si Leo Aruga. I was praying that the Lord, like, touch him. And right there and then, tinawag siya ng isang parang usheret sa simbahan. Nag-ask parang, pwede ba siyang magsindi ng Advent candle? Si Leo. So, wow! Sinagot ka agad ni Lord ang prayer ko. In that same, mass, nagdasal ako before the mass and then linapitan siya. And the Lord indeed touched him. So, in hindsight, dun ko na lang na-realize, wow! Sinagot ka agad ni Lord ang prayer ko.
Amen. So, amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Napakaganda yung pagsagot ng Panginoon sa pananalangin. Ngunit mga ka-unboxing, ang pananalangin ay hindi parang vending machine, no? Hmm. Sinuturo din po sa atin ng ating katesismo, makikita nyo po sa paragraphs 2725 onwards, yung chapter sa Battle of Prayer. Bakit may battle? Eh sabi nga po natin eh, we are living in the state of fallen human nature. Na siguro dati nung panahon ni Adan at ni Eve, alalahanin natin yung ating early word lesson sa ating Unboxing the Bible series. They were just walking with God in the garden. Literally were walking with God, and symbolically, theologically, it means that they were in sync. Whatever the beat of God's heart is, Adam and Eve heard everything. You know, they had this special knowledge of the plan of God. They had, you could say, parang more strength to resist sin, and they have a better way to communicate with the Lord. Mas madali siguro, Kuya Jay, no? Walang struggle of prayer prior to the fall of man. Pero ngayon, nasa fall na tayo eh. Kung tayo, hirap tayo maghanap ng signal ng 5G, no, nung ating mga devices. And we struggle to look for signal because we want to connect to social media. Papaload tayo, no, we will ask our PLDT guys to, hindi po to sponsored ha, to fix our internet connection. We are also being challenged to persevere in prayer just as how we persevere in connecting with the people we love. No, so very quickly, Kuya Jay, ang 3 tips ko sa mga tao para sa paglalim na sa buhay ng pananampalataya. Ngayon ko lang to naisip habang nasa show tayo. Wow. Preparation, patience, and persistence. Preparation, I'm sure, Kuya Jay, sabi mo kanina, contemplative yung prayer style mo. Hindi mo naman gagawin yan sa loob ng ano, no, ng isang restaurant na pagkaingay-ingay.
Hindi, ang hirap. Oh. Mahirap doon. Oh. Definitely not.
Oh. And sabi din sa atin sa Gospel of Luke, nung tinuro ng Panginoon kung paano tayo mananalangin, ano sabi niya? Go into the bar?
sa room, di ba?
Sa room, di ba? Kasi kailangan natin ng preparation. Ihanda natin yung ating sarili sa pananalangin. Kaya nga kanina, bago tayo nag-start sa ating opening prayer, mayroong short spiel na alalahanin natin na tayo nasa presensya ng Diyos. No? Patience. Alam mo, patience, napaka-importante nito, lalong-lalo na sa mga nagsisimula pala sa buhay panalangin. Kuya Jay, I think you can last a contemplative silent prayer for 30 minutes na hindi ka nagsasalita. Tama ba ako?
Totoo.
Kasi sanay ka na. Pero may mga unboxing tayo na 3 minutes lang na silence. Nadidistract. Na-agitate na sila. That's why you have to be patient. And when you fall, na-distract ka, just go back to it and be persistent. That's how we grow in our life of prayer.
Tama. And I agree. Parang exercise ang prayer eh. Once you, pag nag-exercise ka, masakit sa katawan eh. Parang, once you continue to do it, parang nasanay ka na dun sa pag-concentrate and yeah, preparation, okay, patience, and persistence. Thanks for sharing that, Burns.
Mga ka-unboxing, are you learning something new with our episode tonight? Let us know by using the comment section. And please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And give us a 5-star rating on Spotify. And please don't forget to check out other content of the Abundance Network. Okay, Kuya G, pagpatuloy natin yung ating mga pag-usapan. We are on to our last topic for tonight.
So, yeah, dahil Advent ngayon, Burns, itong topic na to medyo malapit sa Advent. And ito yung nasa chapter 11 pa rin ng Luke. From there, nung tinuro ni Jesus ang mga disciples on prayer, binigyan naman ni Jesus ang crowd ng sign. And sa verse 29, ito yung babasahin ko na. Ako na magbabasa. When the crowds were increasing, he began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign shall be given to it except the sign of Jonah." So, hindi ako si Jonathan. Hindi ako si Jonathan Rumi. Kamukha ko lang dahil sa ano. So, medyo weird ito kung iisipin mo. And most people, ang iniisip natin na sign of Jonah is the obvious one, yung 3 days and 3 nights sa belly of the large fish, which parallels the time that Jesus spent in the tomb. Mm-hmm. Pero may specific sign na binigay sa Ninevites si Jonah. And sino ba yung mga Ninevites? Sila yung mga Assyrians. Bago dumating ang Assyrians para i-conquer ang Israel, dito nangyari ano yung and kung maalala nila yung sa Black Period natin, kung saan sinakop ng Assyrians ang Northern Kingdom. Mm. So bago pa yon, inutusan ni God si Jonah to proclaim the good news to Nineveh. Eh ayaw pumunta ni Jonah. So ano ba yung ano, oh, di ba? So alam natin yung kwento na nakain siya ng isda na malaki. Pero ano ang pakay ng Diyos kay Jonah? So this is God's people going to the Gentile. Si Jonah is God's people. Pupunta siya sa Gentile para mag-proclaim. So this is a precursor sa ano, kay Peter in the book of Acts to evangelize a centurion, di ba? Pag-usapan natin yan when we go to Acts. But this is exactly the same port of Joppa. Ito, trivia to. Yung pinuntahan ni Peter sa Acts, ito yung exactly the same port na pinuntahan ni Jonah, the port of Joppa, J-O-P-P-A. Yes. Kung saan nangyari ang mga ito. So, although we're getting way ahead of ourselves, pero ngayon pa lang, mag-isip ka na, bakit si Peter tinawag na Bar-Jonah, the son or son of Jonah, kung ang pangalan ng tatay niya. Kung ang pangalan ng tatay niya sa Gospel of John, chapter 21, is John. So may something na ano daw, may clue doon, di ba? So, Peter Bar-Jonah. Pero, i-check nyo sa chapter 21 ng John, dapat Bar-John yung ano yung tawag sa kanya, di ba? Anyway, si Jonah, pumunta sa Nineveh, and sa Jonah, chapter 3, verse 4, he gave a sign. Sabi ni Jonah, sabi dito, Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he cried, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So, yun ang sign. 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So you got 40 days to get your act together, Nineveh. Ang 40, may iba't ibang kahulugan ito sa mga Hudyo. Right. And maraming beses natin na dinig yung salitang 40, di ba? Kung sinusundan niyo yung Unboxing the Bible from the very start, usually 40 is linked to a trial period. 40 is also a number linked to a generation. So binagit kanina ni Jesus yung salitang generation. And what happened 40 years after Jesus spoke to this generation? Jerusalem was destroyed. Just like Nineveh. Kasi Nineveh eventually was destroyed then. So, nag-come together ang message ni Jesus of a worldwide blessing going to the Gentiles. And he is now bursting the old wineskin. So, ang something significant sa pag-destroy ng Jerusalem in the year 70 AD is nag-start na yun eh. Ito yung parang, of course, alam natin nag-start na sa Acts yung new wineskin and the message now being sent to the Gentiles in Acts. Pero dun sa time na na-destroy yung temple noong 70 AD, ito na talaga yung parang tumuldok sa lumang templo and the beginning ng church through Peter, the son of Jonah, to spread the worldwide blessing through the world, through the Gentiles as well. So, yun yung significant. And from here, maybe you could see the sign of Jonah on a different light. So, there. Dahil Advent kayon, may dalawang anong Advent sa atin eh. Dati, pag narinig natin yung Advent, akala natin tungkol sa end of the world yung Advent. And may dalawang senses yung Advent sa atin. Merong allegorical sense wherein we're waiting for Christ to come sa Christmas, and yung anagogical sense wherein we're really waiting for Jesus to come on the second coming. So that's beautiful. That.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Father Franz also mentioned off the air when we were planning this episode sa ating messenger group, no, that there is also an eschatological and sacramental senses of Jesus's coming to us. And lahat ng mga yan, mga ka-unboxing, iba-iba pong elemento ng ating pananampalataya na dapat nating isaisip, no, at isapuso bilang mga regalo na ipinagkakaloob sa atin, especially ngayon panahon ng Adviento. So thank you for bringing that up, Kuya Jay. What about you, mga ka-unboxing? Is there anything that struck you in our, you know, kwentuhan ngayong gabi? Is there something new that you have learned? Siguro ang what I was really reminded of was that very interesting relationship between Jonah and Peter. And, you know, getting ahead of myself also, Peter is such a very wonderful figure that led to the conversion of many. My conversion, and as you mentioned earlier, even the conversion of Cameron Bertuzzi. So,
totoo.
Napakagandang pag-usapan yan. Okay. Kuya Jay, anything else that you wanted to highlight on the sign of Jonah and its significance to our Bible study tonight?
Eventually, we'll get to Revelation and mostly linked ito sa Olivet Discourse, yung sign of Jonah. And yung Olivet Discourse, specifically it, during the past few days, Revelation yung mga first reading sa Mass, di ba? And
yes.
And as we go through Advent, and nag-guest tayo pareho dun sa, ano, sa the Narrow Door when we talked about yung road to Revelation. I just want to say sa mga nakikinig is may tatlong sense, may literal sense parati ang pag-aaral ng scripture, and merong spiritual sense. So when the temple was destroyed, in the Olivet Discourse, when we talk about, let's say, Matthew 24 or Luke 21, baka I'm getting ahead of ourselves. Ha? Hindi ko pa nakikita yung mga studies sa mga susunod na, ano, na araw.
It's okay. Sige lang, go on.
But what I would like to say is, sometimes iniisip na, and hindi ko lang kung anong araw yung gospel, eh, yung tungkol sa dalawang nag one was taken away, ngayon one was
yun.
Left behind. Ngayon ba yun? Sorry. Yesterday pala.
Kanina. Nag-anticipated ka kahapon. Kaya ngayon yung narinig mo. So yun yung left, quote-unquote left behind.
Left behind. Oh. So may sometimes may literal sense yung ano, yung Olivet Discourse wherein ang pinatutunguhan ni Jesus is yung destruction of the Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Temple. But alam natin, nung pinag-aralan natin tong unboxing the Bible, na may tatlong senses yung ano, yung spiritual sense is allegorical sense, how does it relate to Christ, right. The temple is also Jesus, di ba,
the body.
Kaya, the body of Christ. Moral sense is our body, the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
The allegorical sense is the temple in the kingdom to come, pagbalik na ni Christ in the second coming. So posibleng yung destruction of the temple is si Jesus Christ, wherein parang nung namatay siya, and alam natin in the future pag-usapan natin na nasira yung temple, nagkaroon ng earthquake, napunit yung mga kurtina ng temple. So that could be the allegorical sense nung destruction of the temple. And pwede ring yung another is yung anagogical sense. When Jesus was talking about the Olivet Discourse, it could also be the end that's coming, na yung second coming ni Christ. So we can talk about it more when we get to it. But yeah, mga Advent reflections lang ito. Since we've been hearing Revelation and yung Olivet Discourse kanina sa Gospel, sa Mass.
Thank you. I'm so excited for what's to come, especially now that we're entering this new season, this new liturgical calendar. I'm sure yung ating mga upcoming episodes ng Unboxing the Bible will also be influenced by all of these great traditions of the church that we are going to experience in the coming weeks. And you know what else I'm excited about, Kuya Jay? Forgot to mention this earlier sa kwento ko when I was in Peace Conference. Finally, I got to meet Bene Sanchez, you know, the son of Brother Bo Sanchez, who's also a Bible geek. And he said he has watched Unboxing the Bible series. Thank you so much, Bene. And he knows you, Kuya Jay. And he's looking forward to joining us in January.
All right.
One of our guests. And Another very exciting guest is the host of Not So Secular Podcast, Kuya Mon Reyes.
Mon Reyes, yeah.
Actually, hindi na kuya, magkasing edad lang kami ni Mon, no? But he's more mature in so many ways than I am, and I honor him. He's the head of the Youth Missionaries of Peace. And we are also very excited to have him in the upcoming episode where we geek out on the New Testament. Okay, exciting. So I think we are at the tail end of our episode tonight. Before we give our takeaways from tonight's episode, I just wanted to greet the people who are joining us. Si Jami Relosa from Holy Family Parish. Hello, Jami. Advance happy birthday. Regards to Tita Nina and your other tita. Si Ipe Sancho, hello, Ipe. We have Hubert Natchez from Cagayan de Oro. First time daw po niyang nanonood. Okay, nandito rin si Edwin Sochay Singh. Si Helen Tan, watching from Cebu. Okay. Sige, mamaya ko na ipagpapatuloy ang pagbati sa inyong lahat. But as we wrap up, hindi ko tabalayan. Tapos na palang isang oras. We could have unbox more topics for tonight, but we don't want to overwhelm you. So, Kuya G, for you, what is the main takeaway that you want our unboxers to reflect on as soon as they end the broadcast tonight?
Ang ganda naman ng mga pinag-usapan natin about prayer, Burns, and may nabasa ako kay C.S. Lewis eh. And kasi kanina pinag-usapan natin yung prayer sometimes inconvenient yung sinasabi ni Lord. And nabanggit mo kanina to love your enemies, di ba?
Yep.
And I've been reading Mere Christianity ni C.S. Lewis the past few weeks, and may na-pick up ako dun sa aklat na yon. And si C.S. Lewis, he is a convert from atheism. Hindi siya Catholic. He's Christian. Pero sabi nila kung if he lived long enough, baka naging Catholic siya. Because as I was reading Mere Christianity, parang Catholic yung mga sinasabi niya dun eh. Kaya parang he is a friend of Tolkien, who is very Catholic. And C.S. Lewis has been studying G.K. Chesterton as well. Kaya anyway, yung sinabi ni C.S. Lewis about loving your enemies is this. May isang, before I go there, may isang saying na lagi tayong narinig. Parang, hate the sin, love the sinner. Diba?
Right.
Parang hate the sin, love the sinner. And minsan hindi natin ma-imagine paano natin ilalove yung sinner. Minsan nainis tayo dun sa sinner din eh.
Yeah.
Pero may isang tao who we hate the sin but we love the sinner. And that's ourselves. Tuwing nagkakasala tayo, naiinis tayo kung bakit tayo nagkasala. Naiinis tayo dun sa kasalanan. Pero, we don't wish something bad within ourselves, di ba? Parang ayaw nating may mangyaring masama sa atin. Sabi ni Kristo, love your neighbors as you love yourself. And, kung gaano mo kamahal ang sarili mo, you hate the sin, pero mahal mo ang sarili mo, ganun din ang extend mo sa kapwa mo. Even your enemies. So, hate the sin, love the sinner. As you love yourself. Love your neighbors, love your enemies as you love yourself. So, yun lang yung may dadagdag ko dun sa sinabi mo kanina, Burns.
Beautiful, beautiful. Kuya Jay, I think the Holy Spirit has led us to really unbox prayer tonight. And one of the interesting comments I've seen from our viewers is, bakit lagi nasa bundok si Jesus pagka siya ay magdarasal, no? Or bakit lagi may bundok sa Biblia? Masarap pa naman daw mamundok ngayon. Suwabe at at ang simoy ng hangin. You know, unboxers, I remember the first time I did hiking. Okay? I am not the healthiest person around that you would be meeting. And when I did the hiking, kulang ako sa tulog. Konti lang ang kinain ko noon. And it was a very difficult journey for me going up a very a high mountain, which is still basic in terms of may levels po kasi yan, mga unboxing, no? Level 2 mountain pa lang yung naakyat natin kasama ni Father Franz Dizon at na iba nating mga volunteers Unboxing Catholicism. This was December 2021. After so many hours of sacrificial hiking, pagdating namin sa taas, Kuya Jay, we were welcomed by this unforgettable, grandiose scenery. Wow. And alam mo yung feeling na pag nasa tuktok ka na ng bundok, everything is worth it. Lahat ng pagod mo, yung mga dapa mo, yung mga paghingal mo, lahat yan, mga ka-unboxing, pag nakita mo na yung napakagandang view sa tuktok ng kabundukan, you will thank God for the journey that has been. And so after that hike, Kuya Jay, Father Franz heard confessions on top of the mountain. It was very beautiful. You know, a lot of people from our community, Unboxing Catholicism, went to him for confession. We had a great time bonding there bago kami bumaba. Now, why am I sharing about my experience of hiking? The first time I did hiking, it was very difficult for me. I fell many times. Hiningal ako, kala ko mamamatay na ako. You know, in the Bible, a mountain symbolizes our journey towards heaven or towards God. It's not always an easy path, but it's always a path that is guided by the grace of God. And once we get used to doing this difficult task of prayer, once we really, you know, hear the heartbeat of God with our discernment, and once we get the hang of Christian meditation, and it becomes second nature to us, mga ka-unboxing, trust me, para po yung pag-akit ng bundok na pagdating mo sa tuktok, lahat ng pagod, lahat ng sakripisyo, lahat ng yan ay worth it. Because that's how we get to God. That's how we grow. You know, after that, Kuya Jay, tuwan-tuwa na ako sa pag-akit ng bundok. Hindi man ako regular sa pag-hike, no, hindi man ako regular sa sport. That's an experience I always look back with a very fond memory. Ganon din po sa ating buhay panalangin. Yung sa kultura ng mga Hudyo, sa kultura ng mga naunang Kristiyano, ang bundok ay sumisimbolo sa ating paglalakbay patungo sa langit, patungo sa ating Panginoong Jesus. At sa paglalakbay na ito, hindi po tayo nag-iisa. Dahil sa ating buhay panalangin, mayroon pong mga tao na hindi man natin kilala ay nagdarasal para sa atin. This is what we call the communion of saints. Alam niyo mga ka-unboxing, yung mga talks sa Feast Conference last week, thousands of people came, hundreds of people went back to God through the sacrament of confession. Thousands of people receive our Lord in the sacrament of the Eucharist. I don't credit that only because ang galing-galing ng feast, no? Ang galing ng mga nag-prepare, ang galing ng mga production, ang galing ng mga kumanta. I really want to credit those humble, simple souls na nandoon lang sa likod. Hindi sila pinapansin. Hindi nga natin kilala at hindi nga natin alam ang kanilang mga pangalan. Ngunit sa tatlong araw na iyon, wala silang ibang ginawa kung hindi ipanalangin ang lahat ng tao upang makatagpo ng grasya ng Diyos. And that is a faith. That simple faith can move mountains. Akala nyo mga ka-unboxing yung inyong mga simpleng panalangin? Walang maidudulot? Diyan po tayo nagkakamali. Cameron Bertuzzi converted to Christianity. Hindi lang dahil napakagaling niya sa apologetics, no, or converted to Catholicism. It's because millions, if not thousands of people were praying for him. I'm sure you prayed for him, Jay. As I prayed for him repeatedly. I did.
Yeah.
Oh, ang dami natin yung dadasal. Prayer works.
Oh. May dadagdag ako. Yeah.
Go ahead, real
quick, Kuya. Real quick, Burns. Sorry to cut you up. When I was talking to Abby Johnson, maganda yung sinabi niya eh. Minsan tayo, kapag lumalapit tayo sa mga tao, and insan tayo ang unang inisip natin, parang dasal na lang ang magagawa ko. Parang wala na akong magagawa dyan. Pagdadasal ko na lang yan. Parang ganun. Pero mali yung mindset na ito eh. Dapat dasal ang pinakauna mong gagawin.
Exactly.
At kung meron ko pang magagawang iba, tsaka mo ito gagawin. Dasal ang dapat na priority natin in everything that we do. So, yun yung may dadagdag ko.
And to cap it off, sabi ng isang bata, no, bago pa sa pananampalataya, sabi kay San Jose Maria Escriva, "Father, paano po kami magdarasal? Hindi kami marunong magdasal." Ang sabi ni San Jose Maria Escriva, "Pumunta ka, anak, sa oratoryo. Pausapin mo ang Panginoon sa banal na sakramento at sabihin mo sa kanya, 'Panginoon, hindi ko alam kung paano ako magdarasal. Hindi ko alam kung ano ang sasabihin, kung saan magsisimula.' Pag nasabi mo na ang mga iyan, nagsimula na ang iyong pagdarasal. At sinabi pa niya sa isang diskurso, sa isang get-together, no, kung saan tinanong siya, what do we do in the difficulties of life? He said, PMA. Alam mo ba yung PMA, Kuya Jay? Pahinga muna ako. Prayer. Pray first. Mortification. Offer some little sacrifices. Ano yung mga sacrifice na yan? Alam mo, naglalakad kami ng mami ko on the way to confession. And sabi ko sa kanya, alam mo ba, mami, itong paglalakad natin sa init na to, masakit sa balat, di ba? I-offer natin sa mga kaluluwa sa purgatorio. Mm-hmm. Sabi ng nanay ko, ganun ba yun? May epekto ba yun? So bago sa mami ko yung idea ng mortification. But that is what the faith is teaching us. All those little inconveniences, mga ka-unboxing, naiirita ka pero umiti ka. Diba? Gusto mong kainin yung ano yun, Kuya Jay? Sorry?
Offer it up.
Offer it up, yeah. Yung nasa kainan kayo, gustong-gusto mo yung dessert na talagang paborito mo yun. Pero naisip mo, meron kang pinagdarasal na intention. Little sacrifice. Sasabihin mo, Kuya Jay, ay, di ko nakakainin yung chocolate. Ay, in your mind lang, no? Hindi mo naman kailangan i-announce yan. Mga kaibigan, no, hindi ko kakainin yung chocolate, ha? Mortification. No. That will lose its value. It's something hidden. Something unseen. But something so special and so beautiful. It is something so little that when we offer it up to God, it will multiply beyond leaps and bounds. That's the power of prayer paired with sacrifice. You know? Prayer, sacrifice. And ano yung A sa PMA? Action. No? Kailangan din natin gumawa. Faith without works is dead. Dasal tayo ng dasal. Lord, sana po magkatrabaho na ako. Lord, sana magkaroon ako ng bagong negosyo. Eh, pero kung ang ginawa lang natin, buong magdamag, magdasal, hindi natin ginamit yung mga gifts natin, no, to make these things possible, there is something wrong. So mga ka-unboxing, take these things all into your hearts tonight. And ang resolution natin dito is, Lord, teach us how to pray. Lord, help us to grow deeper in our prayer life in the next days. At mag-usap tayo sa susunod na linggo, mga ka-unboxing. Balitaan nyo kami dito sa ating live broadcast or email us if you had, you know, some realizations on how you could deepen or improve your relationship with the Lord through prayer. Alright, Kuya Jay, anything else you wanted to add?
Oh, I think you said everything, and yeah, thanks for the reminder. So prayer, guys, it does work. Yep.
Amen. At babatiin natin si Jennifer Sabugo sa Kapanyo, watching sa Espanya Sampaloc, nanonood daw siya dati sa Kalibo Cable Network. Ayan, pwede mong panoorin ang replay or pakinggan ng ating mga episode sa Spotify, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Nandito rin si Evelyn at si Cynthia H. Manalo. Hello, Ate Cynthia. Nakita kami niyan sa Feast Conference. First-timer. Palakpakan naman natin ating first-timer from Bohol, si Luzon Tubal Mejorada. Naririto rin si Beth Bitoon Neri. Rose Paglinawan. Hello po, Ma'am Rose. Si Argel Roque. Si Rexon Arellano. Si Tandang at Tilapia na may bagong pangalan na Marco Jose Rodelio Lucil Gaudium. Carol and Garcia, na-meet ko yung friend mo kaninang si Matt. Hello, Matt. At Kuya Jay, may mensahe para sa atin si Kuya Ipe.
Okay, so basahin natin. A wreath is an assortment of flowers, leaves, fruits, twigs, or various materials that is constructed to form a circle. An Advent wreath, candles, three purples, represents the following: hope, penance, sacrifice, and the pink one is joy. So, yun. So, Gaudete, Sunday, joy.
Ayan. Nandito rin si Siloy, si Diego. Teresita Arquero. Sabi ni Teresita, hi, mortification in preparation for the coming of Christ is new to me. Ayan. Alam nyo, isang tao lang ang may bagong matutunan sa isang episode unboxing. Sobrang tuwang-tuwa na namin ni Jay at ng buong team dahil ito nga po yung ating purpose, no, to unbox our faith. Ang dami niyan, hindi natin ma-unbox lahat ng bagay na kailangan matutunan in just an hour of broadcast, but we are happy when you learn something new from our broadcast.
Yes. Okay. And that's why we need you as well, guys, to spread the good news to other people. Kasi kaming dalawa lang di enough to spread the good news. So, gawin nating networking.
Oo, magdala kayo ng kaibigan. Wala namang bayad dito, mga kaibigan. Oo. Tita Sally, Happy New Year, Happy New Liturgical Calendar. At James, salamat sa iyong pagsasabing tumaba ako. Alam nyo, sabi sa feast conference nung isang lola na umaten, actually, hindi talaga siya lola, no? She's just older than me, but still very young. When she approached me after my talk, sabi niya sa akin, Kuya Jay,
oh,
Brother Burns, hindi ka naman pala ganun kataba sa personal. Sa TV kasi mataba ka eh, pero sa personal hindi pala. So James, sino ka man, magpakita ka sa akin para makita mo hindi ako.
Ako ang nagulat ako kay Burns is matangkad pala siya. Yun yung ano.
Ayun, oo. Sabi kasi ng mga feasters din na first time ako na-meet ng feast conference, di nila akalaing matangkad ako. Ayun. Sabi sa atin ni Obet Lita, Mateo 23 po, pakibasa. Huwag patawag na ama ang sinumang tao sa lupa.
Ito.
Lahat kayo magkakapatid, maliban biological father mo. What's your comment on this, Kuya Jay? And then I'll also give my comment.
Yes, so definitely ang ito yung tanong sa ating mga Katoliko na ano, parang call no man father, di ba? So dito is hindi literal na sinasabi ni Kristo na huwag tawaging ama ang mga sinumang nasa lupa, dahil syempre kung literal mong gagawin yun, di matatawagin na ama ang sarili mong ama. And maaaring sabihin nila na, hindi, yung spiritual fathers lang, yun yung bawal. Pero si San Pablo sa Corinto, hindi ko alam yung exact chapter, baka alam mo Burns, is sinabi niya na dahil wala kayong mga ama, yung mga tinuturuan niya, is siya yung maaaring tawaging ama ng mga ito. And there are a lot of times sa Bible wherein yung mga apostles mismo ay ginamit yung word na ama, and they refer to themselves as the Father. And yun, dito sa Mateo 23, ang sinasabi lang ni Jesus is wag niyong tawaging ama itong mga pariseo nito who says na yung pagiging ama nila is halos parang ka-level na ni God eh. Medyo right, may pride na yung dating. And yun yung ano, yun yung pinagbabawal ni Kristo. And marami pa siyang pinagbawal diyan eh. Like master or
teacher.
Ano, teacher, rabbi, di ba? So kung right, ililiteral natin to, ang daming hindi natin pwedeng gamiting words sa kapwa natin. So
yes.
Yun yung that's my thoughts on that.
Yes, yes. Tama. Obet, I invite you to read 1 Corinthians 4:14 to 15. Ito 'yung sinasabi mo kanina, no? Sabi ni San Pablo rito, I do not write this to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides, ito 'yung sinasabi mo kanina, Jay. Guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers, for I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Okay?
Yan.
Sabi pa, no, ang dami pong ideas, no? Marami tayong makikita even in 1 John chapter 2,
yes,
verses
yes,
13 to 14. No, John addresses the men in his congregation as fathers, no? Maaalala niyo po doon sa parable na Luke 16 yata to, yung Lazarus and ang parabola, the story of Lazarus, no? When Lazarus went up to heaven, Jesus used the word father to refer to Abraham, no? Father Abraham. Okay, so wala pong masama na tawagin ng iba na gumaganap bilang mga spiritual na tatay natin sa ating pananampalataya.
In fact, si Obet, malamang dinagdag niya lang yung maliban sa biological father mo, pero hindi naman sinabi ni Kristo ito Mateo 23.
Right. So napakadami pong ibang bagay, no, na kapag tinake out of context natin ay talaga pong mahihirapan tayo. Okay?
So, what we do is we take the Bible holistically.
Right.
So minsan yung isang verse lang yung ginagamit natin, tapos nagkakaroon na ng isang buong doktrina from that one verse. What we do as Christians, as Catholics, is tinitignan natin yung verse na ito. Tinitignan natin
in relation to
the whole other books of the Bible, the verses and chapters. So there.
Ayan. At ito pa, no? Kanina nabanggit mo si Pedro at saka si Jonah. Noong ako'y Protestante, sinasabi ko po sa mga tao, huwag niyong tatawagin na Santo Papa yan. Kasi nga, no call no man father eh. Pero pag binasa po natin, mga ka-unboxing, yung role ng Santo Papa o ng Alhabayit sa Biblia, Okay, lalagay ko po dito yung ating reference sa scripture, no? Isaiah 22:20-21. Ano ho ba sinasabi rito? In that day, I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with a robe and bind a girdle on him and will commit authority to his hand. And this is my favorite verse. Drum roll, please. Tandaran. And he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Wow. The Al-Habayit was not just a political leader. He was the father of the spiritual family of God. And today, the Pope is not just our political leader or the leader of the Vatican. He is our Holy Father. Agnilayan po natin ng mga bagay na ito.
Ganda na binanggit mo yung Isaiah and pinag-usapan natin kanina si Cameron Bertuzzi. Ito yung huling pader ng kanyang right. Ano na before siya naisipan niya mag-convert to Catholicism, the Pope. Yun yung ano, yun yung huling ano niya, boulder. So there.
Wow. I am excited, Jay. The Lord is impressing in our hearts that 2023 will witness hundreds if not thousands of conversions. Many of these conversions we will never hear of, but we will witness some of these conversions of Protestants becoming Catholics. And if you are one of these people, unboxers, alam ko marami tayong viewers na hindi Katoliko, perhaps this is the sign that you have been waiting from the Lord. We invite you to deepen your knowledge of the Catholic Church, to deepen, not just put it in the head, but put it in the heart. Journey with us in Unboxing Catholicism. Send us a message. You don't have to make your journey public. We will be journeying with you. If you need someone to talk to clarify points of contention in the doctrine, we will be ready to journey with you, one-on-one, personal, even confidential. So mga ka-unboxing, kung ano po ang inyong mga tanong sa ating pananampalataya, nandito kami nila Jay, the Jay Aruga Podcast and the Unboxing Catholicism Podcast to help you in this journey back to the church established by Jesus. Amen! Alright, salamat Gracine Febulitin, salamat din kay Maria Ofelia Estrella Roda, really prayer works always po sa aking buhay. God bless from Bulacan, Bulacan. Kuya Jay, wow. We have another message from Tita Susan or Ate Susan. Hindi ko alam kung tita or ate.
Ate na lang. Para,
ate, para safe.
Para safe po. Thank you po, Sir, sincere tayo, Sir Burns and Sir Jay. Dami ko po natutunan sa mga episodes niyo. God bless po. Thanks, Ate Susan.
Okay, at alam na natin ang tunay na pangalan ni Tandang at Tilapia, Marco Jose pala ang kanyang tunay na pangalan. Pakita okay. Po at nang makita na ang kanyang identity, mga dalawang taon na pong misteryo kung sino si Tandang at Tilapia sa ating podcast.
And may face reveal.
Oh, meron daw nakakita sa akin sa Cubao, hindi naman nagpa-picture o nag-hi. Magbasa na lang po yan. Ano ba to?
Oh, sabi niya, sabi ni Leia Katipunan Custodio, hindi ka nga mataba, Brother Burns. I saw you in Cubao earlier from afar. Yes, matangkad po si Brother Burns.
Leia, kung nasa feast ka, no, see you next Sunday, mag-picture tayo. Salamat po sa inyo. Si Spartacus ay naririto rin. Good evening, everyone. I think this ends our broadcast for tonight, Kuya Jay. Okay, meron pa palang, sandali lang, mga ka-unboxing, may message pa. Sige, Kuya Jay, ikaw
Tandang
magbasa mahaba.
Tilapia, ang tagal nang hinihiling ng sangkatotohan ng world peace, wala pa rin. Napakaraming nagdurusa, napakaraming karasaan at sakuna. Malaki ang mundo, wag sana lagi puro sarili. Maraming nagdurusa, araw-araw kamatayan, wag na wag sana kalimutan. Sila ay mga kapwa, call and response, good night, swabe lang. So sabi ni Tandang Tilapia. Medyo ano, sabi ni Marcos. So ito yung ano, ito yung laging ano, parang batikos sa ating mga Christians and parang atheist ano nga siya. Batikos ng atheist, di ba? Parang minsan yung para sa yung mga dasal and minsan parang iniisip natin walang kinapupuntahan yung dasal nyo dahil I'm sure marami daw nagdadasal ng world peace pero bakit ang gulo pa rin ng mundo, di ba? So, eventually ma-achieve natin yung world peace. Alam naman natin as Christians na ang dulo nitong buhay natin, ang dulo ng mundo is mananaig si Kristo. And yung victory ni Christ. So, alam natin eventually yun yung dulo. We're just right now, we do what we can to live our lives, to help others, dahil part din dito doon ng Christianity. Sabi ni Tandang Tilapia is, parang bakit parang sarili lang ninyo ang pinagdadasala? I doubt that na ano na ang Kristiyano sarili lang ang pinagdadasal. Apart sa ating call is to love thy neighbors, di ba? Yun to yung pinag-uusapan natin even 2 weeks ago. And even to love our enemies. Ito yung pinaka mahirap na turo ni Kristo. So maybe kailangan lang ng reminder ng mga Kristiyano to do that at isabuhay ang mga turo ni Kristo.
Yes, thank you for that reminder, Kuya Jay. And thank you, Tandang at Tilapia, for leading us to this reflection. Mga kadboxing, napakaraming pa pong pagbati mula sa iba't ibang mga social media platforms. Rin ang message, no? Pwede po ay magpadala ng message sa ating text line, lalong-lalo na po sa mga nanonood sa Kalibo Cable Network. At habol na pagbati na lamang po na I wanna greet my mom, nakasama ko sa feast kanina, si Beth Gonzalez Ordonez. Kaka-birthday lang, no? October 31. Tagal na yun, no? Pero happy birthday ulit. Super belated, mami. Oh, kada bati ko sa'yo, tumatanda ka ng isang taon. Hindi, joke lang. Okay. So, Jay, ikaw, baka may gusto kang batiin before we end the broadcast tonight.
Ay, gusto ko lang batiin ng Aruga family. And kanina may nagsabi na taga Bulacan, Bulacan siya. So, binabati ko yung mga ka-hometown ko sa Bulacan, Bulacan. So, yun.
Amen. Tayo po mga ka-unboxing. Tutal, ang ating topic ay pananalangin. Magtatapos po tayo sa isang panalangin at dadasalin po natin ang ama namin sa wikang Latin dahil kinoment ito ni Kuya Ipe, no? At para maturuan ko din po kayong lahat ng mga nanonood na baka hindi kayo familiar sa Latin version ng ama namin, na matatagpuan nyo rin po pag dinownload nyo ang Halo app ng libre sa inyong mga app store. So huwag nyo po kakalimutan na H-A-L-L-O-W, Halo, download it to learn how to deepen your prayer life. At last na pala, bago tayo mag-closing prayer, Kuya Jay, mapapansin mo sa Halo, meron tayo dong intro challenge. Paano ba magdasal? I-search nyo lang. Kung di kayo marunong magdasal, tutulungan kayo ni Ana at ni Jerry kung paano matuto ng contemplative prayer. Alright. Anything else you wanted to make pahabol before we end the show with the prayer, Kuya Jay?
Yun lang, the Jay Aruga Show. We'll take a season, mid-season break starting tomorrow. So may isang episode na lang for 2022 bukas. May project ang The Jay Aruga Show eh. So,
nako,
secret project. So, exciting.
But, exciting yun, din salamat sa mga support mo.
Salamat. So,
idol ko yung mga Guinness mo eh. So, very
si
interesting.
Si Adam and David. So, share nyo kasi maraming mga kalalakihan na matatouch dun sa episode na yan.
I'm excited. So stoked to see that. So, ladies and gentlemen, dear brothers and sisters, let's lay down all of our worries, all of our successes, all of our concerns to the cross of the Lord as we approach Jesus in praying in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, salamat po sa isang edisyon ng Unboxing Catholicism na nairaos natin ngayong gabing ito. Salamat po sa mga emosyon na aming naramdaman habang kami po ay nagninilay sa mga bagay na aming natutunan at naway hindi po ito manatili sa aming isipan. Naway ito po ay bumaba sa aming mga puso at maisabuhay namin sa aming tahanan, kasama na aming pamilya, sa aming trabaho, kasama na aming mga kaibigan, sa aming simbahan, sa aming paaralan at kung saan mun po kami mapadpad. Naway kami po ay maging saksi ng iyong mga turo, ng iyong mapagkalingang awa at paggabay. Nagpapasalamat po kami sa grasyang ipinagkaloob ninyo na napapag-aralan naman namin ang iyong salita. Palalimin niyo po ang aming buhay panalangin na sa pagkatapos ng palatuntunang ito, kami po ay magkaroon ng pagnanais na higit na mapalalim ang pakikipag-usap namin sa inyo. Tulungan niyo po kaming makita ang inyong presensya sa malalaking bagay sa aming buhay, ngunit lalo't higit pa sa mga bagay na simple, maliliit, sa mga bagay na hindi pinapansin. Naway sa pamamagitan ng iyong grasya, Panginoon, bigyan niyo po kami ng matapat na pagnanais upang maisabuhay ang aming mga katungkulan the duty of the moment, whatever state of life we are in, o ano man po ang aming mga bagay na dapat gampanin, may nakatingin man o wala, naway manatili po kami sa aming katapatan sa inyo. Ang lahat po ng ito ay aming samot dalangin sa pamamagitan ng pananalangin ng aming mahal na Birheng Maria. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
At ngayon po ay magtatapos tayo sa pamamagitan ng Ama namin sa wikang Latin. Pater Noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittibus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Sa ngala ng Ama at ng Anak, ng Espiritu Santo. Amen. Salamat Kuya Jay for hanging out with us tonight. At salamat mga ka-unboxing for another edition of this session where we discover the faith so we can defend it clearly without being preachy. Huwag po kayong aalis. Sa susunod na linggo, magkikita-kita tayong muli. At para naman po sa ating mga first-timer, pwedeng-pwede nyo pong i-download ang ating free ebook with the 10 tips on how to defend the faith clearly without being preachy. Just go to www.unboxingcatholicism.com/starterguide. At kung na-download nyo na po ito, download nyo ulit mga ka-unboxing kasi in-update ko na po siya at in-expand ko pa siya. So guys, I hope you are blessed by the episode tonight. We can't wait to unbox the faith with you again next week here at Unboxing Catholicism. Salamat and good night! Hey guys, I know nabitin na naman kayo sa ating episode ngayon. Don't worry, we would be right back here in Unboxing Catholicism. And if it is your first time listening to our podcast, I invite you to download the free ebook that has the 10 tips on how to defend the faith clearly without being preachy. Get it from www.unboxingcatholicism.com/starterguide. Until then, annyeong!